They'd be waiting with the sacks and everything weighing up and had to keep it straight, every one of them. Then have to come in and figure out which one had bail ready to go to gin and all. It was hard, but I enjoyed it. I really did.
Yeah. Now, somebody might have to come home early from work or something like that because they, well, when somebody was in the hospital, you'd say, well, he was fine yesterday when I saw him. When did he
get sick or something?
And taking a cold, if it affected your voice, you'd say you were, made you what? Made your voice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know just how to answer that, but I worked out there on the highway when I had colds and everything else rather than the layoff. Yeah.
Well, if you got a cold, it affected your voice. It made you.
Yeah.
You know what they would say?
No.
Hoarse?
Hoarse. Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe hoarse.
Or
yeah.
gave you a
a cold. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
When you're not feeling. When say you're usually after lunch, after you eat, you might get a little. What? Some people get. Well, if you're feeling a little tired, you say I better go to bed. I'm getting kind of
wore out. Well, I don't know when I'd come in from after so long time, and I'd come in after dinner. I'd lay down and take a nap. And dress. I ain't going to the garden. I'm gonna lay out and take a nap and rest for a few minutes.
Watching TV late at night makes you
well, kind of go out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody who can't hear well at all, can't hear well. He's
yeah. There's lots of them like that. Ain't hard to hear.
Or he might be completely
deaf. Yeah.
Now, a long time ago. A lot of people used to get these kind of a sore spot that would come up on your arm, have a lump in it. That's a what?
I don't know.
Place where you might get one on your neck or something like that, or it had an infection in it and you had to lance it sometimes.
I don't agree with you. I don't know just exactly what you mean by that.
Well, would you ever get sores?
I've had kernels come here from a sore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kernels. But, well, I've had sores, but you wouldn't pay much attention to a sore when it's coming up. I mean, sure, you would.
What about one that would, you know what a rising was?
Yeah, sure. I've had them come on me, yes. Sure, I've had rising. Well, I had one come back in my neck once, give me fits, but it was just arising,
uh-huh.
That's all. Yeah, just
or a boil, they call
boil,
it?
Boil, yes, out of boil,
and
yeah.
You have to lance it and get that what out of it?
Pull out of it, yeah. What you asking those kind of questions for?
Well, I just the names I had for
them. Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, back in those days, yeah, I see. Yeah. They kind of, yeah.
When was the best time to open a blister?
Well, I don't know. If there's a blister from rubbing or something or using a hole and making a blister, it's best not to open it. If you don't just let it stay there and it finally busts itself and the hide, it won't be no sore. But sometimes you just stick a little needle in it and it's not pus coming out of a blister, you know, it's just water come out of a blister.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody got shot or something like that in a war, they'd have to
follow the wound, yeah.
And say a wound got infected. Say you got a wound in your hand. Your hand did what? It